You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to happier topics. Spring is in the air and in our spending step. Two items on that today. Retail sales jumped 10% in March, the biggest increase we've seen since last May. And jobless claims fell to their lowest level since the pandemic started. And within that data are plenty of hints about where the economy is headed. Marketplace's Justin Ho got into that one.
First, let's look at jobless claims. Kate Bond, an economist with the Washington Center for Equitable Growth, says the numbers vary week to week. But she's been looking at the four-week moving average.
The four-week moving average helps smooth any atypical blips.
That average dropped by 50,000 claims. Bond says that's a solid sign that the economy is laying the groundwork for a recovery.
We need to make sure that that recovery is shared among all workers. But what we need is a solid foundation of job growth, and we are getting to that place.
Another sign, retail spending jumping by double digits in several categories.
Motor vehicles and parts, electronics, building and materials, sporting goods, department stores.
That's George Perks, macro strategist at Bespoke Investment Group. He says that kind of spending can ripple throughout the economy. For instance, look at food and the fact that spending at restaurants rose by more than spending at grocery stores.
That's going to have a bigger impact on employment, on tax receipts, on the commercial real estate market.
Some of that spending might be a little too hot at the moment. Wells Fargo senior economist Tim Quinlan says, look at motor vehicle and parts sales, up 15% from last month.
You don't need to replace your car that regularly, so there is some risk. We could see some softening in those categories in the middle part of this year.
If that happens, Quinlan says, any weakness could be outweighed by strength in services spending as the economy opens up. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.